Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N. It's March the 19th, 2012. And this is my audio blog. Very interesting to hear the latest developments from Sarah on her journey from posterous onto something else. Looking like it's currently WordPress. Sounds like she's made some good progress there. I've got everything all set up on WordPress.com. And doing the importer to import all the stuff from Posterous as well. So I'm looking forward to checking out and seeing whether it's all made it across. It was interesting hearing her talking about HTML code and all this stuff that she doesn't want to have to deal with. And, you know, with WordPress, especially if it's WordPress.com hosted, you don't need to worry about all that stuff. It's all WYSIWYG and options and menu driven and stuff, so you don't have to get into the code. People like Dean Reed and me and a bunch of people were quite happy to go and then start digging around in the PHP code and stuff like that. But you really don't need to. In the day-to-day, once you've got it all set up, it's all just configurable with templates and there are widgets you can plug in, like Dean was saying, and you don't need to get digging into code at all. One of the things that Sarah was saying was a lot of her posts are things that she sees on the web, and she just uses a bookmarklet to post it to Posterous. I must say, I use a bookmarklet also for WordPress. One of the websites that Yana does, nippernews.co.uk, that one is it's primarily done via a snippet tool, a bookmarklet tool. So you highlight a bit of text on some web page and you hit this bookmarklet, and then it creates a new blog post on WordPress that has the bit of text that you'd highlighted, populating the body of your blog post, and a link at the bottom which links to the original article, so make sure you're giving credit where credit's due, and it just works and puts the title, it even sort of takes the title of the page you were looking at and puts that into the title of the blog post. Of course, you can change that if you need to, but it is relatively simple, I hope that JN2N will testify to that from her own experience. So certainly a bookmarklet is there, WYSIWYG is there. There is a strength in numbers there with WordPress. And although I was advocating a self-hosted WordPress, that is a bit too advanced, but a service-managed WordPress like what you've got with WordPress.com, it seems to be quite a good option, really. So, but I'm very interested because I'd be very interested to hear what Pawari and Acrobat, what their thoughts are, because they seem to be very strongly recommending Tumblr. Now, with Tumblr, I'm not sure whether you can have a paid for version of that. I got the impression that there was, and whether you can download it and install it on your own self hosting as well if you wanted to. I'd be interested to hear what the benefits are of a Tumblr blog, because those two guys, who I respect an awful lot, seem to be very strongly pointing for ex-Posterous users to migrate to Tumblr. So I'd be interested to hear more about that. But I'm glad it seems to be going reasonably well for Sarah. I mean, she obviously has been frustrated by a lot of things that she's had to figure out, but she seems to have figured them out, so not bad, eh, kiddo? Right, okay, that's enough from me for now. So thanks for listening, take care of yourselves, I'll speak to you again soon, toodle-boo.